In Florida and a handful of other states, if you're convicted of a felony, you lose the right to vote for the rest of your life. But an agreement between the Florida Department of Corrections and civil liberties groups could restore voting rights to 125,000 former inmates. It's a decision that not only affects the rights of former prisoners, but could affect state and perhaps national politics. Susan McManus teaches political science at the University of South Florida and keeps an eye on electoral politics in that state. She joins us from member station WUSF in Tampa. Thanks for being with us.
My pleasure.
Now, this agreement settles a lawsuit filed by the American Civil Liberties Union and other groups. What did the lawsuit allege?
It alleged that the Department of Corrections did not adequately inform people who are finishing their terms, felons who are finishing their terms, that there was a process that they could go through to restore their civil rights and voting rights.
And since they were not informed, then the theory is they were discriminated against.
That's true. And this, of course, this lawsuit came on the heels of the 2000 election. And one of the things that was raised in that election was the fact that some people weren't able to vote because they were on someone's list as being an ex-felon when they were really not an ex-felon. And so one thing led to another, and civil rights groups got together and filed this lawsuit. The estimate is anywhere from 20 to 30,000 ex-felons, you know, their rights will be reinstated without them having to go through the hearing process. For others that are ex-felons, they're going to be informed about how to go through the process of applying to have their rights restored. We've already had 11 workshops around the state as soon as this was announced. Hundreds of people, ex-felons, already showed up.
You know, Ms. McManus, one of the things that people are talk about all the time is how Americans are not interested in voting. And yet here you seem to have found a group in Florida that is interested, or at least is getting interested.
It just hasn't been an issue that's gotten a lot of attention. But I tell you what, it's in both parties' interests right now to make it happen, because everyone expects that in the upcoming presidential election, 2004, that things are going to be very close in Florida once again. Neither party wants to be tagged as the one who is in favor of disenfranchising any group.
Civil rights groups have claimed that the ban on voting rights for felons has disproportionately affected African Americans. Is that true?
Well, what those groups point to are statistics which show that around 39% of the felons affected are African Americans, when they only make up approximately 13% of the overall population and 14 to 15% of the registered voters of the state.
Theoretically, then, that could add African American voters to the rolls who weren't there before.
Oh, absolutely. It will add a whole bunch of people that weren't there on the rolls before, but Democrats are very hopeful that it will help them, obviously, and so are Republicans in a way, because after all, we have a situation in Florida where black turnout has been going down for Democrats in the 2002 election, and we also have Republicans desperately trying to make inroads into the African-American electorate.
Now, if the 30,000 former felons who automatically have been given the right to vote back, if 30,000 or even a fraction of that number register to vote in time for next year's presidential election, considering what happened last time, considering that the state tied, could Florida find elections decided by ex-cons?
In Florida, we say anything is possible, and you're quite right. When only 500-plus votes separated the winner and the loser, every single group has a legitimate claim that without us, you're not going to carry Florida, and so ex-felons would certainly fit into that category.
Professor Susan McManus, she teaches at the University of South Florida. She joined us from our member station, WUSF, in Tampa.
Thank you.